Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. I'm going to give you the contact information, but first of all, come on. Have a nice big yawn, and let's do a great big cat stretch. Reach, 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 reach. And stretch and wiggle your hand, your fingertips, and your toes. In your mind's eye, while you're just lying there luxuriating on this beautiful August day. Did you notice when you get up in the morning, especially in the central time zone, that the autumn haze is there? It's just not as bright as it was in June and July. The autumn haze. And we're just 3 weeks away from September. It's a joyous life, isn't it? Oh, come on now. The first hour is the runner of the day. Now pretend you have a mirror in your hand. Look in the mirror and see, visualize your face. Now this is in your mind's eye. Visualize your face and say hello. Say hello to the person that is going to create your day. Going to create your day. Did you know that? You're the creator. You're the Michelangelo. I just want you to remember that. And this is a quote from Science of Mind. I see the light in everyone and in my life and know the truth of who they are. Yeah, I know today's show is Jane Power of Summer Jobs, but it has to do with people. It has to do with you as an individual. And August 20th, they share with you, I am a person. I'm not a number. I am a person with a name. I am the voice of reason crying to be heard. Listen to me. Listen to the wisdom of the words. I am a person by L. King, T. Hamnell, and D. Parsons. And Science of Mind claims you sense this person as being divine. The spirit indwells him. There is no man outside of God. I invite you to consider that any person or circumstance causing you any form of irritation is simply a mirror of something for you to explore within yourself. Oh, I wish you had a pad and paper. Pen. I continue to learn that all relationships, especially those I find most challenging, are wonderful opportunities for me to explore my thoughts, ideas, and behaviors. Man, does that resonate with me. It has to do with the staying power of summer jobs. Ah, you love your summer job, don't you? But your position is seasonal. And the end of the summer is around the corner. And so is the baseball season, unless your team is in the playoffs. But no matter what life scenario you're involved with, there's bound to be friction. There's bound to be misunderstanding or a clashing of the swords. And I have to tell you that yesterday, I found myself living in the past. Habit. And I became enraged. I thought, where is this coming from? I thought I handled it, but I didn't. And when I went through the signs of the mind, the August, on page 59, this paragraph jumped out at me, and I'm going to type it out, and I'm going to put it on a card, and I'm going to read it every single day. So I'm inviting you to consider that any person or circumstance causing you any form of irritation is simply a mirror of something for you to explore within yourself. I had some work to do. Did you find that with your summer job, you had a coworker that just annoyed the hell out of you? Or maybe your boss did? It's not them. It's you. You have to take it, isolate it, compartmentalize it, and see what it is you're so PO'd about. I continue to learn that all relationships, especially those I find most challenging, are wonderful opportunities for me to explore my thoughts, ideas, and behaviors. What did I learn? I was hanging on to the past. I wasn't even aware of it, but it hit me like a thunderbolt. I was angry. I felt violated. I felt unappreciated. And then I got the aha. I knew what was causing it. I just hadn't cleared that aspect of the challenges that I had growing up and in my life. I let them control me. Learned behavior. I let it control me. So now, your summer job. I really want you to look at it now in a different genre. During the summer, was it all smooth sailing? Or did you have challenges, as I did the other day? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Come on, weigh in on this. Share your views. 347-637-3789. Let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. And you can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. I got you coming and going, net and com. Click on all of the buttons. And perhaps you'll get an aha. There may be something that you read about my journey that may resonate with yours. And by the way, when you click on all of the buttons, they're all true stories. Be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. And when you hear Roger's voice, it's an original. It's a copyright. It's ours. Brilliantly performed by Roger. He wrote the story. I contributed a little bit of this, Matsukno. In Croatian, that means a little bit. Now, did I pique your interest? Click on the video. You will be so entertained. Now, scroll down to the books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Right now. No costly equipment. Operations, you'll learn how to acupress your entire body. Thoughts are not just things, they are the creator of things. And as we get older, we, in some cases, begin to slur our words. In most cases, no, darlings, it's not a lazy tongue. It's not loose dentures, it's a lazy tongue. The tongue is a muscle, and it has to be exercised. And I gave it silly names, like leaping lizard, taming the elephant, Tarzan thump. And it's all there. It's entertaining. But it just may change how you view the rest of your life. And I'm going to do a whole article, a whole week. I think it'll be the week of the 17th. I'm going to do Being Glorious at Every Age. And how love could heal addiction. It's a learning process, isn't it? You see, this is what I love about Blog Talk Radio. It's a learning curve. And if you want to be part of a consortium, Live with Kathy, call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to introduce you to the introductory offer, 10 weeks, affordable. I work with you on your commercial, and then you get a whole half hour, your show. No commercials, just your show. Let's see the staying power of you, not only your summer job, but maybe this is the love of your life and you just don't know it. So do call me at 847-882-8717. And as long as I'm on talking about talk live with Kathy, when you're on my website, the next book is Choices, nonfiction. Both of them are nonfiction. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Oh, you'll just love it. You will just love it. And then The Heart of the Lion, my trip to Africa. And then 100 Ways to Improve Your Life, nonfiction. Is emotional baggage keeping you from reaching your dream, your goals? You heard this on yesterday's show. First, count your blessings. And then add each more each day. Oh, second, stop watering last year's crops. That's what I was doing. Yesterday, that's what I was doing. And it shocked me into reality. It was so ingrained in such a habit that I wasn't even aware of it until it came full circle yesterday. So, is your life joyous? Oh, were you happy with your summer job? And now summer is almost over with. What would it be, what would it take for you to be willing to let go of the load you've been carrying? Excuse me, we're creatures of habit. I honestly didn't realize how ingrained my habit was. So when you think about your summer job, on a sheet of paper today, the pros and the cons, what was the good stuff about it? And you want to come back? Why? What were the challenging aspects of your summer job? Was it a learning curve for you, such as being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium is a learning curve? You'll learn all about you. Let's see what you've got. And it's a powerful marketing tool. After you've been on the air with me for a half hour, I send you the link, and then you send it to your email database, and you ask them to send it to their email database, and so on and so forth. And within minutes, you have circled the world, and everyone will get to hear your voice. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Manly Men, Titanic's Bridging the Future Giant Titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. Impact and Ironworkers walk hand in hand. Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on impact-net.org. Impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Job or career? Going to take 3 to 4 years to get to be a journeyman. But while you're an apprentice, after you have been selected, you have to qualify. Imagine, in those years, you're earning money, health care kicks into place, and so does your pension. How sweet is that? Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. 2009, they won. They swept the field. They won the national gold medal for excellence. And there's a 50-plus club consortium run by, directed by Rika Cuff. Oh, does a magnificent job. Bored and lonely? In your mind's eye, did you see the photo of you? Say hello to who's creating your life. If you're bored and lonely, darling, you're doing it. Ain't no one else is doing it. You are. Log on heparks.org. Contact your park district, senior clubs, libraries, and if you want, oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Log on Toastmasters International and see if there's a club nearby worth the time, and you'll have fun, and you'll get over the fear of public speaking. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA. His email is ahtax@ameritech.net. The world of Tua and beyond. Magnificent formula for looking younger, longer than you ever thought possible. Log on www.spaamazing.com. We are going to be Kim Lynn and the third party. We're going to offer the triage, the present right now, your past, and how do you see your future? Staying power of your voice and your intention. And the unit, the whole concept is around the unit from Italy, Tua Viso. It's a unit that I've been using for years to tone my face. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins in our body. Good skin is inside out. Log on SpaAmazing.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you by a remarkable lady, Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, get her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. And if you truly enjoyed your summer, this book is going to help you not only get the job back again, but improve your relationships with not only you, but with everyone that comes into your life. I would like to think that when people meet me for the first time or they're in my life, that I bring them joy and happiness. And they feel good when they're with me. You know, quitting your job could help you feel good. I'm not telling you to quit your corporate job now. I want you to explore the opportunity of owning your own home-based business. I had mine when I was 25. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. More people today are becoming wealthy from starting from nothing. Home-based businesses are exploding, and it teaches your kids. Did I pique your interest? Do you want to be your own boss? Give me a call, 847-882-8717, and it does not cost tons of money. In some cases, no money at all. So be sure and give me a call. PSAs. It's exhilarating. Elder abuse, domestic abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse. All of this, unchecked, can be brutal, even deadly. It's all a crime. Words hurt. Do you ever look at the face of a little kid when you tell them how good they are? And your best little boy and girl in the world, and their face lights up like a star. And then you say something negative to them, and they cry. All of this abuse scars all of us. But we have to treat our grasshoppers with love and kindness. They are our future. And when you're lashing out at someone, you just defined you. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline, 877-863-6338. National, 800-799-7233. Con and scam artists want your money. By the way, they've already checked you out. They want your money. Don't you dare give it to them. You earned it the old-fashioned way. You worked for it. And please, don't give aging a bad reputation. 60, 70, 80, 90 plus, we are shaping the world. If you won the lottery, they will contact you. You do not have to send them any money. Process the check. Hang up. Call a family member. Do not give out any personal information. No social security number where you live. Thank you, ARP, the Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. And remember, darlings, the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I. And click on any of the dates. And, of course, today is August 7th. And I know that I talk fast, but there's so much information that I want to get in. But you could extrapolate all of these telephone numbers on any of the archive shows. The PSAs have been brought to you by the contributing authors in Choices, Chuck Brazelton, from Frozen Toes to Fingertips, Rhea Schmidt, Who I Am, Where Am I Going, I Just Gotta Be Me, Kathy, Through the Years, What Is Your Greatest Freedom, In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, My Sister. Thank you all for contributing and making these PSAs possible. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, now let's go to the staying power of summer jobs. You know, I would like you to open your mind and see a broader picture. The staying power of any job that you truly love. Now, this is a true story. Lisa loves her job as a concession stand cashier at a park, oh, the Marlins Park in Miami. And she knows her position is about as seasonal as it gets. Ah, it's a baseball season, says the 20-year-old college student. Unless the Marlins are in the playoffs, we're pretty much done when the season ends. Still, Riley, who'll be a junior this fall at Rutgers University, says she worked with the Marlins the past three summers while she attended junior college in nearby Fort Lauderdale. Oh, it's a great summer job. It's baseball, and I love it. So what could be better than that? Well, next summer, she hopes to be right back. But she knows her limited schedule. She usually works from April to September, but would be limited to June, July, and August next year. May make it more difficult to rehire her, but she's not worried. I've done a good job for them. I'm always here, always on time. And if I'm not doing an internship or something, I'm guessing I'll be back here. Now, she is one of the thousands of part-time workers across the country. Oh, it is summer, it's almost over with, who want to return to their seasonal gig next year. If you're one of them, here's some advice for you. Be on time. This is from Jim, who used to manage the Dairy Queen. Be on time. I always said that if you truly want to make a good impression, always get there 15 minutes earlier. And he validated what I said. If you're scheduled to start at 9 a.m., be there at 8:45. Managers keep a mental or even physical note of who shows up on time and who doesn't. Huh. If you're not there at the start of the day when your shift begins, you're not a person worth bringing back. Why would anyone pay you for being late? That means you don't really have a passion about your job. Be responsible. Part-time workers get sick and have last-minute responsibilities, just like everyone else. However, there's no excuse for not giving advance notice of an absence or calling in if faced with an emergency situation. Oh, just blowing off your job is the worst thing you could do. Do it once, and you may or may not be hired. Or you may or may not be fired, but you can be guaranteed you won't be back next year. Keep your friends away. But a workplace filled with a group of your pals does nothing for your professional reputation. Chances are they're taking up tables, counter space, or retail space while spending little money. And there's a pretty good chance they're not exactly quiet. This isn't an old man get off my lawn thing. A lot of summer workers, especially those at restaurants, and that they can have their friends hang around all day. Not a good idea. Really makes you look bad. Didn't I tell you on other shows that first impressions are lasting? If you have a uniform, wear it. Wear it in a professional manner. If you don't, keep your location and job in mind and dress appropriately. Personal grooming is also important. Hey, guys think they can grow ratty beards during the summer. If you have a job, it's not a good idea. And make yourself known for the right reasons. Introduce yourself to the man. You enjoy your job and you want to be back next year. But remember, relax, recharge, and revive your passion for your summer job. Have a great weekend. Au revoir.